Culbertson 4th of July activities. Boy, it's a lot of great stuff from sunup to sundown on Saturday. And here to talk about it, these two have become the official spokespeople for the Culbertson 4th of July. We're going to, even if they don't agree with that, we're going to make them that for another year. That's Mark Searcy and Jason Hoxwell. Mr. Hoxwell first, how the heck have you been?
Good, good. You might have got me in trouble. My sister's probably the official spokesperson.
Is she really?
Yeah.
Well, how come she's not here then?
I don't know. She does the majority of the work.
Right. But you guys do a great job at the radio, so you're the official radio spokespeople.
How about that? We can go with that.
You bet. Mark Searcy is here. He is no stranger to our airwaves. How you been?
Great. How are you doing, Rich?
Excellent, guys. Excellent. 4th of July at Culbertson. Wow, this thing has been going on for, I don't know, how many years, if you've kept track. Jason, how many years now?
You know, I'm not even sure. I know I remember being a kid, Dad taking me over there to run in the road race, watch the fireworks. So, you know, I'm far from being a kid anymore. So it's been a while.
It's been a few years.
Yeah, but exact years, I am not sure on that.
But, I mean, every year you guys plan for this. You got a great committee, and this year is pretty darn good lineup, isn't it?
Yeah. I'm really excited about the lineup this year. You know, we got a few new things going on. I'm trying to add to it, give people a few more things to participate in and see. So yeah, it's an exciting year this year for us.
Mark, again, you could not have this event unless you got the backing. And boy, you got a lot of great sponsors this year, don't you?
Yeah, we sure do. We've got different levels of sponsorship, and a lot of the area businesses and individuals were able to participate and become sponsors for the 4th of July events, and we just appreciate each and every one of them making it possible for these events to happen.
You got platinum, gold, silver, and bronze, and you thank every one of these folks for what they do.
Yep, that we sure do. Do you want me to run through them, Jason, a little
bit? Yeah, go ahead. I'll run through some of them.
So at our platinum level, we've got Culbertson Fire Department, the Village of Culbertson, Parker, Capital Sales Incorporated, Edgewater Insurance LLC, Go Light Incorporated, HSB Culbertson, Lewis Motorsports Incorporated, McCook Community Hospital, Morehouse Inc., Quality Irrigation, TLR Radiator and Repair Inc., in memory of Carol Varlick. Those are our platinum sponsors. Gold sponsors are Kugler Company, Olson Ag Service LLC, LJ's Produce, Edward Jones, Culbertson Auto Body, Kenai Construction LLC, Hoxwell Motors, Trex Arms, Dennis Farnbrook, M&B Bank, Tongish Family Fund, Topeka Community Foundation, Ruggles Truck and Trailer Sales LLC, Select Seeds Incorporated, Wagner Auto Group, First Central Bank, starts our Silver Group, J Distributing LLC, Ripon Oil LLC, Joe Goodenberger Senior Memorial, Southwest Public Power District, Carpenter Beal and Funeral Services LLC, Farmers Cooperative Grain and Supply, Herman Jones Funeral Home, McCook Floor Covering Inc., Steve Fries and Bruce Licht, and then our bronze level is Trails West and Wallace Aviation Inc. So we appreciate all of those great sponsors helping us out with the 4th of July celebration in Culbertson.
Let's get to the lineup. You start bright and early, about 7 o'clock in the morning, don't you?
Yep, 7 o'clock. The pool committee will be doing the breakfast this year, and that'll be at the ambulance barn. They're going to do that from 7 to 9. At the same time at 7, you can be registering for the road race. Said the first run will kick off at 7:30 with the kids run there.
And by the way, Community Hospital kind of helps put that on, don't they?
Yes, Community Hospital, they basically do the entire road race. Very appreciate to them taking that over for us. You know, and they do a great job running that off.
You're signed up for the 5K, is that right?
Yeah, yep. I'm going to run that in the Ranger. I should have a good shot.
About 5K. I mean, my boy ran it a couple of years ago. And it's like, oh, wow. That's a long race.
It is, yeah.
You're going to be in that Ranger just cheering them on like crazy, aren't you?
I am. I'm going to go over and watch. I think my nephew's going to run, yeah, so I'll
cool.
be there.
Cool. That's the 23rd annual Freedom Run, by the way, too.
Yes.
You bet. All right, go on from there. 9 o'clock, box turtle races.
Yeah, so kids can bring a turtle. They'll set that up in front of the fire barn there. Mark will be set up there because he's going to be announcing the parade too and get him in on this. But Mitch Hamilton runs this for us, Mitch and Sarah, and they all put their turtles in there. Mm-hmm. We got a circle drawn, and yeah, first one to the edge wins out of the circle. So this is, I think, the third year we've done that, and mm-hmm. that's went over really well. People really have a lot of fun with it, so it's exciting.
Your parade is one of the highlights of this day, isn't it?
Yeah, yep. And we're hoping that we get a lot of entries with it being on a Saturday this year. I know that a lot of people have been contacting my sister and getting registered, and the numbers are starting to go up. It should be a good parade. We're, like I said, it's always big. We got a big crowd watching. We'll have two different people announcing. Mark will be announcing by the fire barn for us. He volunteered to do that for us again this year. And so then we got some cars entered, and that'll flow right into something new this year, which is the car show. And Chelsea's been working really hard on that, and she's got some good entries there. And so, yeah, we'll have the parade and flow right to that. And like I said, looking for a really good turnout at that.
Just a $10 entry fee, and you can get cars, tractors, trucks, and bikes, and there's going to be prizes awarded, too.
Yes. She's got some special trophies made for each category. And like I said, I think that's going to be a nice addition this year.
Some great events there in the morning and lunch options. There's going to be plenty to eat, Mark, isn't there?
Yeah, there sure is. We've got free ice cream served by the Culbertson Rescue Squad at the Ambulance Barn following the parade. They're going to be starting that. And then there's all kinds of options for food. The Bear Cave is going to have hamburgers and hot dogs. And we've had some food trucks coming out, the Piggly Wiggly barbecue food truck, Mexican food truck from Ray, Colorado. The Scoop's going to be there with ice cream, barbecue wagon food truck, and Camacho Street Food, and also Snow Place Snow Cones. So plenty of options for you to get some great food to enjoy the rest of the afternoon.
Wow, they've got a good variety there.
Yeah, sure do. We've tried to get as much as possible for different appetites that people want to try out. So there's plenty, something for everyone this afternoon on Saturday for lunch and for snacks as well throughout the day.
And then you've got some afternoon events, different tournaments too, don't you?
We do, yep. You know, the kind of the standards, we got the horseshoes. Will Miller be in charge of that. That'll kick off at noon. Cornhole tournament. Jack Smith's running that, and that'll start at noon as well. 3-on-3 basketball tournament down at the park, and then the sand volleyball will be at 12:30 down at the fairgrounds. We usually see quite a few people participating in those. They're fun to go and watch and hang out and visit with people and for sure participate in.
I said something the other day about you and Mark and getting somebody else for the 3-on-3. You still got some basketball game in you, don't you?
Yeah, the problem is Mark and I can't find a third willing to play with us. And unless you're signing up.
Say,
yeah. Oh boy. Yeah, Mark had somebody in mind who you think he works with, but maybe he's busy that day. I don't know.
Yeah, he might be. So we'll see.
But that 3-on-3 has been around, and the sand volleyball, you've been doing that for ages.
Yes, yep, we have, and you know, those just continue to fill every year with spots. So if you want in on those, be sure to reach out to Shay Lynn on the 3-on-3 at 340-5408 or Shonda for the sand volleyball, 737-0682.
Duck races, that's always fun.
It is. So this year, you know, it's an all-rookie race.
Oh, really?
Yep. All the ducks last year retired. we got fresh ones, so we'll see what the young talent has. I think it could be a fast heat.
That could be fun to watch, you bet. Pool's going to be hopping, money dive for the kids. It's going to be 90-plus degrees. The pool will be busy, I bet, won't it?
Yep, and the pool is busy every year on this. They have, I bet, over 100 kids up there at the pool. And one thing I do want to point out, the money dive will be at 1 o'clock. Okay. We had some stuff earlier out on Facebook that said 2. It is going to be 1 o'clock this year.
And indoors, bingo. If you want to stay indoors, bingo at the fairgrounds.
Yep, bingo at the fairgrounds. So
the night events, boy, you got a great band, Jackass Penguins. If you've not heard these guys play, they are really, really, really good, aren't they?
Yeah, and that's really exciting. That's something that the Bear Cave, you know, they stepped up and wanted to add something to the celebration. They lined that the whole deal up. And yeah, I'm really excited. They're going to start at 7:30. They're going to take a break when the fireworks are shooting off, and then they'll start up again after that. That's going to be a lot of fun.
You bet. Great music there, 7:30 to 1 a.m. And then, of course, to cap things off, the great fireworks display at about 10 o'clock or so. And that's always a big, big, big display, isn't it, Mark?
Yep, it sure is. They do a great job with that. I know Jason and the committee have always done a great job getting the fireworks, and we appreciate the Culbertson Fire Department lighting the fireworks and making sure everybody's safe, and it's always a great display, and encourage everybody to get there with your lawn chairs, your picnic blankets, tailgating, and whatever you want to do, because that'll start around 10 o'clock, and it's always a great show.
Well, I tell you, the committee is, I think, pretty good. You got a banner out. I know on social media and Facebook and everything. Great sponsors, guys. You've done a heck of a job this year.
Thanks. Yeah, it's been a lot of work. We do have a great committee this year. Everybody's putting in a lot of work, and it's been fun. It's been work, mm-hmm. but it's been fun.
But isn't it nice that 4th of July is on a Saturday?
It is. There's just something about being on a Saturday, and honestly, I appreciate that I don't have to get up and go to work on the 5th.
There you go. Exactly. Get up and go to church, and then you've got the rest of the day, hit the couch with the recliner, recover from Saturday, right?
Exactly.
You bet. Did we miss anything, guys, this morning?
No, I think we got it all covered.
All right. So, Mark, you're announcing one position. Who's doing your other one?
Todd Cooper will be doing the other one.
Very good. Very good. So, it's a long route. I mean, it's a pretty good route, isn't it, on the parade, isn't it?
It is. I'm trying to think how many blocks it is, but it pretty much covers the whole town.